Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Hello everyone, I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones, and this has Been There, Done That, You've Got the Podcast.
I'm not saying anything.
No, stop it, you say it every week.
Okay, I know, it's boring, but yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter, it's boring. This week we asked you to share the mantras you live by and the ones that make you cringe. I'm thinking those, is it live life? Live, laugh, love, 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 love.
Is it live, laugh, love?
Live, laugh, love.
That's my least favourite thing ever in the world.
Signs of the Kitchen. I think you're a big fan of them, actually. It's like cancel your birthday present now.
Oh my God. Do you think people still have those funny little signs in their kitchen?
Don't be such a bitch. Of course they do. So what? It's their kitchen, not yours, you big hound.
I absolutely, literally will judge you. In the kitchen and in the loo, that's where people put them, isn't it?
So what?
No.
Oh, I don't mind.
Judge you.
Oh, you meanie.
Yeah. Okay, go on. Which one?
One of us is a nice person and one of us isn't.
Is that going to go on a sign?
Yeah. No, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it a t-shirt for you with an arrow. I'm going to wear one and you're going to wear one.
All right. Which one is acceptable? What do you like?
Do you know what? As I said, the reason I started this was because I do love... Well, it's a serenity prayer, okay? And it's what... What?
Sorry. I know you've talked about this before.
I know.
It's massive.
All right. The reason it started was because I was looking for something. I am looking for something to have as a tattoo.
A mantra. Words.
No, I'm not... I don't want a mantra... Dial it down. Don't make me look like a dick. I already look like a dick.
What about don't look like a dick?
No. Don't
That's
be a dick.
That's five words. Oh, is it don't be a dick? That's four words.
But it can be a bit cheaper. Of words.
Just anyway, put dick.
Serenity prayer is, God give me the serenity to change, to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change that I can, other wins. You've put me off. The serenity to change the things I cannot do. Oh, now I've forgotten it.
I don't even know it.
Oh, do you know any times I used to read that as a child? As I say, we had a tapestry, we had a magnet, it was everywhere in my house, honestly.
One that I love that's actually just come to me, a mate of mine says her mum always says to her, don't trouble trouble till trouble troubles you. That makes sense, doesn't it?
How
do you get it?
I do get it, but how is that any better than any other?
Because it sort of makes sense. Is that don't poke the bear?
Well, they all make sense.
Oh, no, they don't. Some are just not.
That's why you might as well have don't wake a sleeping baby.
Mm. And I do have one in a frame, even though I don't do it.
You absolutely
No, but
hypocrite.
If it's any mantra that I like and I think people should live by is work hard and be nice to people. What
okay.
else is there?
That's lovely. Well, have you seen my picture? This one.
What
do you know
picture?
What?
Oh, she's going to go and walk about now.
No, actually, I'm not going to walk about.
Go on.
There we go.
No, I'm bloody well not saying that. Kat's got a picture of a painting of a penguin book in a frame, as if this would ever be a penguin novel. And the title is Don't Be a See You Next Tuesday.
That was a present for me. Not, hopefully it wasn't intended. To...
Is that your mantra?
No, it's not. My actual personal mantra is no F.
No F's given.
No F's given.
That was actually quite a few listeners.
Was
said that as
but
well.
Do you know, actually, no, I think my absolute favourite one that isn't sort of pithy is when they go low, you go high.
I think when they go low, you go high is an excellent way to be.
Do you know what? I might work out how, quite like that.
Yeah,
maybe
you
I'll
could
have
do that.
That. Michelle Obama.
Michelle and Barack, when they go low, or was it just Michelle?
I think it was just Michelle.
Yeah, let's give this to Michelle. When they go low, you go high. Love it.
I think that's good, isn't it? Do you
Love
actually
it.
Like that?
Yeah, I do.
Are you taking the piss?
No. I just do, I actually genuinely believe that, because there's so many times where you want to say something
yep.
or you want to type something to somebody who's maybe gone exceptionally low, and you just think, and I'm quite an impulsive person. People used to say at work I could send a really annoyed email about something. They call it a Marianne missive. You know, I'd literally speak before a thought. Yeah. I'm a bit like that. Say, you know, say what you see. Sometimes I just think, if I'd have waited a couple of minutes, I didn't need to say that, because by not saying it, it gives you the
power.
Yeah, the moral high ground.
Well, it gives you, and do you know what? It actually makes you look like a sensible human being.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So when you go low, oh my God, can you imagine if I got it wrong?
Yeah, maybe say it the right way around. Okay. No, not when you go low.
When they go low,
you go high.
Yeah.
I'm all right about that one.
And actually, it's not that difficult to do.
I find it difficult.
Oh, I don't. I just, you know what I do? Internally, I have pity.
That's what you should have.
Yeah, I have. Literally nothing but, I feel sorry for these people. I have pity for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got good mantras and we've got cringe mantras. This is completely in your view. This is what you, our lovely listeners, have sent in. So first one, for something to change, something has to change.
What? Okay, for something to change, something has to change.
What?
Did they put the H in the second has in the?
I think so. Yeah. I don't get it.
Okay.
Working solves nothing.
Well, you see, I don't believe in that.
Working solves nothing.
I don't believe in that at all. I don't agree with that.
You've been able to pay your bills every end of the month.
I know.
And
for me, mentally, creatively, spiritually.
No, it doesn't. I love working.
Bloody hell, so do I.
I love working. So, this one. No, I think that's rubbish. Sorry. Oh, working solves nothing. Look, work won't love you back. True enough. I've said that before. I've written about it.
I think it depends what you do.
But working solves nothing.
But again, I don't agree with that, because I think it depends what you do.
Well, you try doing the sort of work I was doing last couple of years of my life, but I digress.
Exactly.
I love this one. From shit, you run. That's like a Yoda one, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, not really. I mean, I don't think I ever heard that in Star Wars. From shit, you run. It's not very George Lucas.
From shit, you run. I love it. I love... What was the Yoda voice? What was Yoda's voice?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to offend. I don't know. Hello, my... I don't know.
We're going to do it.
I don't know.
What? Hello, my heart.
I don't know. I'm just being Yoda.
Anyway, from shit, you run.
It should
be... You run from shit.
Yeah, you run from shit, you run.
From shit, you run. I think that's quite good.
Yeah. Okay, it is good. Don't judge. I actually think this was sent by a friend of mine, actually. Don't judge the inside of your life by the outside of someone else's.
Okay, I get that, I suppose.
That's quite a personal one, isn't it?
Yeah. I suppose that's very pertinent to social media as well, isn't it? You think, oh, God.
Yeah.
If you read in a feed and you're like, oh, everybody else's life's brilliant.
Well, it's always a snapshot,
it's all
isn't
absolute
it?
Load
it's
of always nonsense, a snapshot. Isn't it? Our listener says she lives by this, strong like bull.
Shit?
No, just bull.
Red?
Strong like bull.
Strong like Red Bull.
Strong like bull.
Yeah. Okay.
I am strong like bull.
Strong. Like, well, that's sort of quite Karate Kid-esque, isn't
it? Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Run your own race.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to run yours, am I?
Well, I've got longer legs than you, so no, don't
you?
You'd win, wouldn't
you? Are you a good runner?
Do you know what? I said this to someone the other day, and they guffawed laughing when I said, I used to run. And thank God I was with the person who I used to run with, because they were incredulous and just went, are you taking the piss? And I said, no. I had joined a running club.
But what about races?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean? Run your own... Oh, okay. Run your own race.
It says race in the thing. Run your own race.
Well, I think it's a personal race, isn't it? That's the whole point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, stay in your lane. Oh, no, that means a different thing, doesn't it? Stay in your lane.
No, I think, well, stay in your lane is projecting onto somebody else, whereas run your own race is taking it personally. And I actually think mantra should be about personal things.
But I also think stay in your own lane can be a positive thing. It's like do what you do. Do what you do best.
I don't think it's ever said in a positive manner.
Is it not?
No, I think it means back off.
Back off and don't come in my lane.
Do you know what? I quite like that. Just do back off. Yeah. Nice to have that. Yeah. Back off, bitch.
I just quite like jog on. Not a mantra, but that's...
Could be.
I often use that.
Do you know what, Maz? That can work in two ways, because it can be jog on, or it can be personally, come on, you need to jog on. Keep going. Keep going, you see. That was the one I put up on Instagram the other week.
Keep going.
Keep going.
It's not that original, is it? Keep going.
But that's the point. It's so easy to forget. It's like breathing. It's so easy to forget that you just got to do it. Keep going. Keep going. You've got to keep going.
Here's another
one. I like it.
Well, I think it's very unoriginal.
Yes.
Tomorrow is not promised.
That's great, but I find it ever so slightly depressing.
I suppose, yeah, it is really, isn't it? Here, what doesn't kill us makes us funnier. She says, I live by this.
This is very true, actually. What doesn't kill us makes us funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Rather than make you stronger, which is a bit naff.
I think it does make you stronger, but I, you know, but bear in mind, I am somebody who, as a you're going to literally just vomit your, I was going to say vomit your pants, that'd be difficult.
Ooh.
I, no, but as a, you know, having been through a lot of shit from a very, very, very young age, about six, I used to have these, I used to like find these quotes and write them down in a book.
Oh, did you, Kat?
Yeah. That sounded so hard.
Did you have like a little notebook with cat mantras in?
Well, I didn't call it cat mantras.
Love
that. I did, but I used to write it down. And honestly, they really, really
helped
me.
Keep going, one of them.
Probably not, but if I found the book again, I'd write it in there.
Love
but
that.
Definitely, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. What doesn't kill you makes
funnier,
you stronger.
As she says, funny.
Well, I think funny is
I like that
appropriate.
Better.
But you probably don't, when you're eight, you don't want to be funny. You want to be
you
stronger.
You don't want to be funny, yeah. Same shit, different day.
Oh, that's a bit depressing.
I'm sure that's a mantra.
No.
Don't let other people's madness become yours. No intention of letting other people's madness become mine.
Yeah, no.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You good, thanks.
Get over rough ground as smoothly as possible.
Ooh, quite like that. Ooh.
Yes.
It's quite good, isn't it? But that comes back to, do you know what? I think that's another way of saying when they go low, you go high.
I think it is. I think
it's
you're
good,
right.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I just think it is that it's if you can just be more accepting. Be more accepting.
Yeah.
Be more accepting. I think these are the mantras that work.
Yeah.
I know this is actual torture for you doing this.
Someone says.
Which is literally.
Oh, Mr. God. Someone says, this is really boring, but better late than dead helps with her road rage.
No, actually, here is where my acceptance and everything out the finger window. Put me in a car. I am a woman possessed. I swear to God, I turn into a different creature. We should do something once about
road rage.
About road rage. Or what is it that sends you over the edge? What is your straw that breaks your camel's back?
In the car?
Well, no, anything. But for me, it's being in the car.
Oh, is it?
Oh, other drivers. Oh,
you see, because I don't really drive. Nothing bothers me.
Oh, my. Oh, I mean, very famously, they were really little. Really little and somebody... This is so embarrassing.
What, one of your kids?
One of my kids. Someone was giving them a lift and they must have been about, I don't know, five, giving them a lift. And she says, I said, how was it? And of course, it's always the wrong person, isn't it? It isn't ever somebody that's going to go, oh my God, do you know what happened?
It's going to be the po-face mom.
Oh, always. I just heard this little voice pipe up from the back. I don't think it was that sort of bellow from the back. In my head, pipe up, not bellow, bellow from the back. You can get a fucking bus through there. And apparently it was, you know, she said, oh, I was just very shocked, very shocked.
I'm absolutely
not shocked at all. I didn't realise that it was.
Where could they have possibly got that from?
Exactly.
Yeah. So this mantra also appears in our cringe section. What's for you won't go by you. I think that's rubbish.
I don't love that. I don't love that.
And it's not true.
What's for you? You say that. You see, I'm one of those people that, you know, think if it's meant to be, it's
Do
meant
you?
To be. Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, I believe, do you not believe in fate?
I think partly fate, but partly, like people say, luck and fate. I do think you make your own.
Yeah, you do.
There's a bit of it that is luck, but there's the other you make for yourself.
I mean, the best thing I was ever given when I years and years and years ago, I had horrible imposter syndrome, and you know, I think, oh, I've just been really lucky. And I remember somebody said to me, luck is 5% actual luck and 95% of what you do with it.
Yeah, I agree.
But having said that, circling back.
Oh, don't circle back.
I would say that you act on it because it's meant to be. It's a bit like sliding doors. The other thing I always say, oh, you're gonna hate this.
Oh, go on.
I didn't realise quite how much, actually.
Oh, you're really into this.
I'm a walking mantra book. Everything happens for a reason.
No, rubbish.
It does.
Everything doesn't happen for a reason.
It does.
Everything.
Everything.
No.
Everything. Everything. And as much as you try and change it, the same outcome eventually will occur.
No, it won't.
Oh, this is brilliant.
That's just absolute nonsense.
No, it's not. It's not. We're going to do a poll. Do you believe in fate or not?
Okay.
This is such a good thing.
Right.
Oh, come on, Maz.
This is the best one. If you're going to die, die in Gucci.
Could it not be Chanel? Mine would be, at the minute, H&M.
Oh, I do like that one. Right, cringe. We're over to the tip mantras that listeners find absolutely cringe. Vom on toast, says this listener.
Well, that's the thing.
No, she says she finds it vom on toast. Not waiting for the storm to pass. Learning to dance in the rain. Shoot me now, she says.
Yeah, no, okay. That does make me a little bit, whoa, icky.
Dance like no one's watching. Well, that's just daft, isn't it?
Oh, God, that's the worst one, though.
Making memories. Hashtag making memories.
Yeah.
No one says that anymore, do they? Surely.
Maybe.
It's like a parody.
YOLO makes me sick, someone says, which is you only live once.
Oh,
you see, I don't like the whole YOLO, but, you know, life is short. I love that, but I wouldn't have it got under as a tattoo because I think it's maybe tempting fate a bit.
When they bury you. Yeah, well, what's for you, love?
All right, thanks.
Actually, it's not, but you're 51. You're going to have had a long life.
Ah, 51 isn't old. But your life is short because you are. Get in there.
Right. Love the life you live. Live the life you love. Oh, for God's sake.
That's not my favourite.
No. No, well, these are all the cringe ones. Fake it till you make it. Vomit emoji. I don't even know what that means. What are you faking? What are you making?
Well, I think, I mean, I don't like it, but I think the message behind it is quite apt. I think that is basically about having confidence and believing in yourself. That is. That's the message you can take from that.
You are what you eat. That you can F right off, says our listener.
Well, what would I be?
Well, you'd be a cheesy ball.
A cheesy ball with a bit of chorizo and a little bit of
sauce. And quite a few crisps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep calm and whatever effing shit they put after it.
That's totally in the bin. Totally agree with you there.
Be the you want to see in the world.
Oh, gosh.
Everything happens for a reason.
Someone put that down. That they don't like.
Yeah.
Oh, well, do you know what?
I agree with you.
Don't care. I love it.
No.
Oh, I know what we can do as well. As polls. We can put ones that we don't agree on down and see if some people go, I like it or it makes me sick.
Loving it. Don't just exist. Live.
Yeah. Okay. That's not my favourite.
Have we said what doesn't kill you makes you stronger?
Well, no, we did what doesn't kill you makes you funnier.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. What a load of tosh, she says. What's for you won't go by you. Have we said that?
What's for you?
Have we said that? Did we say that in the yes one? Somebody's put it in the... No, someone's put it in the no one. What's for you won't go by you. What a load of shite, she says.
Do you know what? I
agree.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I just think you're all quite mean. I actually think that some of these aren't so bad. And I think if they help some people, does it matter?
You're going to come out with a mantra?
No, because you might punch me. I also haven't got one. Well, what would you have? Which one did we say that was okay?
We said, it wasn't written down, but we said, when they go low, you go high.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's acceptable in life.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I think it's acceptable on every level of life.
And it works personally. It works in business. It works in relationships. It works with friendships.
Yes.
It works. Do you know what? It even works if you're shopping in a shop and there is a perhaps, not great sales assistant.
Yeah.
You know, yes. Let it go.
Do you know the other one, actually? The other one that it's not a bit, don't judge a book by its cover, but it is, you never know what's going on behind closed doors.
I do. The older I get, the more I realise that, you know, if someone's rude to you or whatever, and I'm always one to answer back. I will always give it back.
Yeah.
And I've tried to temper that as I've got older, because I do think, you know what? I don't know what's going on in their life for them to have said that.
Yeah.
Oh, it can't be great.
Well, I always hear that when you meet somebody and they say, oh, I met so and so, you go, oh, what are they like? They go, oh, they're an awful human being. They're terrible, terrible, terrible. And you think, actually, that's weird, because I've actually heard that they were, I've heard other people say that they were quite nice and nope, they were horrible to me. And you think, well, do you know what? They're probably having an off day.
Yeah, exactly.
However, there are then other people that you hear just about ourselves. Who, nobody has a good word to say about them. And you think, but you know what I do? Again, I just go, there must be something so awful in their life. They must be so mentally in such a terrible, terrible place to act like that. They genuinely must be so, I don't know, disturbed. I just have pity. I just
walk away.
Need help. There are some people that you go, but actually being nasty about them doesn't help in any way.
Doesn't help. Doesn't help you. Doesn't help them. No. Doesn't help anything.
And you don't actually know them. You just know what you've just seen.
Exactly. So our last listener says, I despise all of them, especially framed mantras on walls. I know what we should ask our listeners to do. Send us a picture of your framed mantra on a wall. I'll post mine. You post your flipping see you next Tuesday one, and any other mantras. Oh, and I'll post the one I've got in my shed.
Can I say, Trini was around here the other day, and she actually said that's
name drop.
I know, that's one of her favourite.
There you go.
Pictures. Yeah. But I've got my this is it. You see, my new one is coming. My new framed.
Well, send us my put that up.
It's more of a phrase.
Well, we'll
actually,
have it.
You know what?
We'll
it's
have
it. It's actually a whole sentence. It's fine.
Okay, well, a mantra can be a sentence. Okay, it's a wrap, folks. Thank you for your mantras, which we're gonna have embroidered on the tea towel and display in the kitchen.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Look, have a great week, everyone. Remember, you are the sky and everything else is just weather.
Exactly.
Can I just say, right, you absolute knob jockey. So basically, Maz writes a script, okay?
I'd slip that in, and I knew she wouldn't bloody read it before we were going live. So I was going to make her say it, and it's given me pleasure.
Maz always sends a script. Is this all right? And,
she'd be like, yeah. She'd be straight back. Yes, darling.
It's fine. Yes, darling.
She's not read it. Yes, darling.
Well, it's because whatever you do is going to be great, and I'm not going to read it and add to it.
But I've just made you say, remember, you are the sky and everything else is just weather.
I actually quite like that.
Get it on the arm.
Absolutely not, no.
All right. Well, how about just have a great week?
You are a dick.
See you Thursday. Bye.
Go away.